Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, the week's moving along. We're just about at the holiday. You know, I leave on Friday just for a very quick, short 4-day vacation or so to my favorite vacation place in the world. I'll leave it anonymous for the moment. I'll tell you after I get back. But I'll be back on Wednesday. Yes, I'm going to Baltimore for 4 days. I'm going to Detroit. I'm going to name all the bad towns in America that are run by Democrats that are filled with crime. I'm going to Los Angeles. I'm going to San Francisco. I'm going to Newark. I'm going to New York City. I'm going to Chicago. Unbelievable. Some of these bad cities run by Democrats that are just falling apart. It's just scary. I tell you all the time that I've got a lot of smart ideas, and my ideas are read by President Trump, and very often he quickly incorporates them into his own philosophy. How many times have I said on this show and on my TV shows that Trump has got to be, this time, no more Mr. Nice Guy? Remember, I wrote the column, no more Mr. Nice Guy. If he wins again, he's got to put everybody in jail. He's got to deport everybody. He's got to arrest everybody. He's got to charge people with treason. He's got to do all the things he's got to do that he didn't do in the first term. He did a lot of great things in that first term, but he never went after Hillary or Biden or Clapper or Brennan or Comey, and he certainly never went after Obama. He's got to go after Obama. I've said this and I'll say it again. Obama's at the root of all the trouble. Obama is at the root of all the Trump indictments. He's the one giving the orders, and Obama's the one who gave the order to indict former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who was on my show on Saturday. I told him my theory, and he seemed to be very, very, very in agreement on it, let's put it that way, that it's pretty clear Obama started everything. All his troubles started with a phone call from Obama and a meeting set up by Obama. So whenever you see trouble, assume Obama is the one causing it. Whenever you feel pain, assume Obama is the one causing it. And Trump needs to go after Obama. But Trump issued a warning today to Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. You have no choice because they're doing it to us. He issued a stern warning to Clinton and Biden over the Democrats' politically motivated cases against him. Trump put Clinton and Biden on notice during a new interview. He warned Democrats have crossed the line with their desperate attempts to destroy him. And in doing so, the 45th president notes Democrats have set a new precedent that will come back to bite them when Trump is back in the White House. You said in 2016, lock her up. I led those chants, by the way. And then when you became president, you said, we don't do that in America. That's just not the right thing to do. This is Glenn Beck talking. And that's what they're doing, Beck said. Do you regret not locking Hillary up? And if you're a president again, will you lock people up? Trump said he would lock them up this time because they have left him no choice after doing it to him and the GOP. I'm the guy who's been fighting for that from the beginning, Glenn Beck. Not Glenn Beck. Wayne Root's been fighting for that from the beginning. I wrote the column, No More Mr. Nice Guy, put them all in jail. I also wrote the column just a week ago about the debate and said Trump was the winner and the only other runner-up in any way, shape, or form, because no one on that stage won. But if you make me pick a winner on the stage, it's Vivek Ramaswamy. And he may be, after a lot more vetting, a good candidate for Trump's vice president. And sure enough, first thing happened today, Trump tweeted out, again, he's not, you know, it's not a Twitter thing, it's a Truth Social, but he sent out on Truth Social my column with my opinions about the GOP debate, and him being the winner and Vivek being the runner-up. And then he sent out an email, Trump did, and on the email he promoted my column about Vivek being the new sensation and maybe the future of the GOP if after proper vetting he checks out. I know there's a lot of questions about him, but he sounds great. And sure enough, Donald Trump goes on today to say that he's open to choosing Vivek Ramaswamy as his potential vice president. Cites all his qualities, but notes still a lot of question marks, still a lot of controversy. And he's right. I mean, I really want to dig a lot more into Vivek's background, and we're working now to get him as a guest in the next week or so on my show to really ask him a lot of tough questions, because I like him a lot, but I'm not satisfied that he's flip-flopped on so many issues, and in the past he's been negative on so many issues that he's now suddenly, you know, perfect on, that I love, that I think he's great, but he was terrible a year ago or 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Very scary. So we'll see. But I did say he could be Trump's VP, and I certainly would not be upset at it. I might be excited at it. We need a young person who's kind of like a Republican version of Obama to get our argument across to young people in this country. We're never going to win another election. And sure enough, Trump says, hey, I'm open to Vivek Ramaswamy as my vice president. So don't ever let it be said the things I say do not wind up right in front of Trump every time, and he doesn't read them, and he doesn't think about them, and he doesn't ruminate about them, and he doesn't then come out and say, those are good ideas. Everything I say eventually comes out of Trump's mouth in one way or another as a positive idea. So I'm very proud of that fact. And again, you don't have to guess that I sent him the article. He sent it out to everyone on both Truth Social and on email today. Trump sent my column out today in two separate places. And then the heart of my column was that Vivek Ramaswamy was the winner of the debate. And Trump announced that Vivek might make a good vice president. And sure enough, Trump announces he could be my vice president. So don't let it be said I don't have a big influence on President Trump. And I'm proud of it. House Republicans launch investigation into then-VP Joe Biden's abuse of Air Force Two by allowing Hunter to tag along to at least 15 countries. So Biden was VP, so he rides on Air Force Two. And sure enough, his son, Hunter, is along on the jet for 15 country visits. And you know what every one of those countries had in common. They're countries where he must have gotten off the plane and tried to extort money on behalf of the big guy, Joe Biden. All of that is so obvious, it's ridiculous. And it's nice that House Republicans will launch an investigation into these things. It's nice. But when I was at Reawaken America in Vegas on Friday and Saturday, and my speeches are now up on social media if you want to go check them out, I gave two barn burner speeches and got two standing ovations. And in one of them, I talked about the things the Republican Congress should be doing, but they're not. What they should be investigating, what they should be hounding and hammering, and they're not. And yes, they're going after Hunter Biden. That's low-hanging fruit. They're going after Joe Biden, and they're going to force him out, I have no doubt. But it's just more of the head, of the head kind of fake, right? The head fake. In other words, they're willing to take the low-hanging fruit. Joe Biden is finished. Everybody knows that. He's gone. He's a corrupt old man, and the corruption's coming pouring out of the closet. He's finished. It's going to be Michelle Obama, or it's going to be Gavin Newsom as the candidate of the Democrat Party. It will not be Joe Biden. So now that they know that, they're going after Joe Biden now. Oh, wow. Give him a standing ovation, right? Low-hanging fruit. Any idiot could figure out to go after Joe Biden. They should have impeached him a long time ago for the open border and the treason he's committing against the United States with that open border. But now that they know he's out, now they know that Joe Biden is not going to be the candidate. Believe me when I tell you they know it. Now, all of a sudden, they're ready to act. Now they're ready to act. Oh, wow. How heroic. How heroic. Some more big news out there. Well, first of all, let's talk about the hurricane that's out there, which is a terrible hurricane, and which has caused a lot of damage and a tremendous, tremendous amount of flooding. And they're now saying that it might get much worse. It might actually get much worse as Hurricane Idalia digs inland as a tropical storm. Hundreds of thousands of Floridians are without power. Hundreds of thousands. In Gainesville and Jacksonville and Tallahassee and other Florida cities, they're without power. And people are suffering. And it's going to be a rough, rough next few days in Georgia and South Carolina before it goes out to sea. So let me just say that we're praying for you. We're rooting for you. And we hope you all are going to get out of this intact and in one piece. All right. So now let's talk about big news stories. Tucker Carlson says he fears we're speeding towards a Trump assassination. Well, I can't say I don't disagree with him. I've said similar things, but I've never gone out of my way to say assassination. I've said Democrats are trying to destroy Trump's life, trying to put him in prison for 550 years, trying to give him a heart attack, which would be murder in my opinion. They're trying to kill him. But I've never come out and said they're speeding towards assassinating Trump when they have no other choice, because I didn't want to give him any ideas. I held back that one thing because I didn't want to say it out loud. Okay, I never said the words, I don't believe Democrats want to assassinate Trump. I said they just want to put him in prison, or they want to give him a heart attack and kill him so he can never run again. But they don't want to be the ones responsible for killing him, assassinating him, murdering him in front of all of us, in front of the whole America. Because I didn't want to give them the idea that they actually could do that. So I'm not so sure that was a good idea for Tucker to say that, but I certainly agree with the sentiment. There's no question they're trying to stop him at any and all costs. And there's nothing they wouldn't do. And I don't think there's any doubt they killed John F. Kennedy. I'm guessing they probably killed Robert Kennedy as well. I'm guessing the CIA, our own government, killed Martin Luther King. I'm guessing they had something to do with killing Malcolm X. The CIA is at the root of everything bad. I'm sorry to say. I'm sad to say. And finally, the last piece of news to end segment number one. Mitch McConnell freezes again. He has a press conference and he just stares blankly into space and says nothing. He's done. He's finished. Stick a fork in him. Mitch McConnell is finished. He needs to be in a wheelchair, just slumped over in a nursing home. But he can't run the United States Senate. This is insanity. Him and Biden need to go. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wade Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your help?
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. The root's on fire. Country's on fire. And you know what else should be on? You know what else should be on fire? Here comes our sponsor, Score Blue. If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this. It's a new little blue pill for the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. I'm on fire! Plus, the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill, rather than an $80 or $90 they charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, ScoreBlue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue.com. So for the best Viagra in the world, lowest price in history, go to ScoreBlue.com, enter promo code WAR at checkout, and get 20% off your first order. ScoreBlue.com. Not all generic Viagra is the same. There's two kinds of generic Viagra. Cheap, lower-level, weak, ineffective, crappy generic Viagra that you see sold everywhere online. And the authorized generic Viagra, this one, made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula. Exact same everything except, of course, the price. ScoreBlue.com, promo code WAR. Get 20% off your first order. ScoreBlue.com. All right, some polls that are... Speaking of polls, some polls that are out, 71% of Americans say Trump cannot get an impartial jury. And I sure am not, you know, in argument with that one. 60% of voters say Joe Biden had a role in indicting Donald Trump. And certainly it should be, you know, 99% say it, but I think everyone's missing the point. It's Joe Biden isn't in charge of anything. Joe Biden isn't in charge of his own wee-wee. Joe Biden wears diapers. Come on, he doesn't even know when he's peeing on himself. Joe Biden doesn't know where he is half the time. He doesn't even know he's president. He's not even sure he's vice president. He thinks he's senator. Joe Biden is not the one indicting Trump. It's Obama indicting Trump. It's all going to come out. You're going to see I was right about everything. Obama is the most evil human being that's ever lived. He is as bad as they get in the United States. You know, there have been a few people outside the United States that would be the most evil that ever lived, period. I'm talking about Hitler, Pol Pot, Stalin, Fidel Castro. These are the most evil communist leaders in world history. But I think you'll find over time Obama's as bad as they get in the history of the United States. And he's the guy in charge of everything bad happening to America right now. And he's the guy putting his finger on the scale and making sure Trump is indicted and can't run again. That's what it comes down to. And in the middle of all this, the Biden regime, of course, why should I be shocked, sends another $250 million to Ukraine. I mean, they break off $250 million like it's me taking a one out of my wallet. It's your money. Go to Ukraine again and again and again. Ukraine again and again and again. It's like blackjack. You know, it's like poker. You know, it's like, hit me. Hit me. Hit him. Give him another 250. Give him another 250. Give him a billion. Give him 10 billion. And no one's ever bothered to audit the money. You know, Ron Paul used to say, audit the Fed. Well, I'm all for that. Someone needs to audit the Fed. But how about audit the money that's going to Ukraine? Do you know where it's going? Of course you don't know where it's going. No one knows where it's going. All right. I mentioned in the first segment that Mitch McConnell froze up again during a news conference in Kentucky, unable to speak just 1 month after a similar incident. He froze for more than 30 seconds while answering reporters' questions. What are your thoughts on running for re-election, a reporter asked. What are my thoughts about what, the GOP leader asked. What are your thoughts on running for re-election? McConnell stared blankly for 10 seconds before an aide appeared next to him and asked, did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026. It's a shame he's not up in 2024. I'm okay, he told the second aide who appeared by his side. Does anybody else have questions? Please speak up, the other aide said. McConnell reportedly then answered a few questions. And what they said afterwards, a spokesman said, he felt momentarily lightheaded and paused during his press conference today. While he feels fine, as a prudential measure, the leader will be consulting a physician prior to the next event. This is what you're dealing with. These guys belong in a nursing home in a wheelchair, slumped over, talking to themselves, whispering to themselves. Him and Joe Biden together, and probably Fetterman too, and also Dianne Feinstein. John Mellencamp. He's another guy I used to like. I used to like his music. I used to love that he cared about farmers. He turns out to be a complete liberal, lefty, loser, moron. Just a complete moron, a schmuck. So John Mellencamp is slammed by Bill Maher. You know how bad you have to be on the left if you're slammed by Bill Maher? Over the claim that only 1 or 2% of black people today live better than slaves. That's what John Mellencamp said. I guess he was on Bill Maher's show or Bill Maher's podcast. Liberal comedian Bill Maher got into a tense exchange with John Mellencamp after Mellencamp claimed only 1 or 2% of black people living in America today have better lives than slaves. Unbelievable. How stupid these liberals are. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA News Update. President Biden says he plans to reach out to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell after he appeared to have another freeze moment.
Mitch is a friend, as you know, so I'm going to try to get in touch with him later this afternoon.
There are concerns about the 81-year-old Republican's health after he suddenly stopped speaking during a press event in Covington, Kentucky today. McConnell had a similar freeze moment during a news conference in the U.S. Capitol in July. Idalia is leaving Florida with record storm surge levels along the state's west coast. Governor Ron DeSantis says storm surge is the major problem. He added that he's been hearing about people looting stores after the storm left the area.
We are not going to tolerate any looting in the aftermath of a natural disaster. You got a lot of proponents of the Second Amendment, and I would say probably here, you loot, we shoot.
The storm is now headed to Georgia. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. In nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ruth, Ruth's on Fire. Our guest segment will be with our guests in just a segment. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Let Dr. Zelenko protect you with Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right until the end of his life. He died last year of lung cancer. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko is also searching for a way to address dormant viruses, and that's how he developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger inside us. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, chickenpox. Z-Shield helps ensure you're not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones that are already in your body and hiding. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR. All right, we've got our guest here, Dr. Paul Lawrence. He is a PhD, former Undersecretary for Benefits in the Department of Veteran Affairs, author of Veterans Benefits for You, and we're glad to have him on the show. Dr. Paul Lawrence, how are you?
Hey, great to be with you again, and thanks for your continued concern for our veterans.
Well, you know, I love my veterans and our veterans, and one of the things that makes me sick is when I see, as an example, in New York City, they have veterans in some sort of government housing, you know, homeless veterans, and they throw them out to make room for illegals, and I just get sick, and I go, wait a minute, those guys and gals risk their life for our country, mostly guys, risk their life for our country, and not only did they, could they have died, but now they're suffering, you know, some form of homelessness or mental illness or addiction or whatever they've got, whatever problem they've got, probably started in the military under massive stress and danger. And now you're throwing them out for illegal aliens that never fought for our country. They don't belong in our country. They've broken into our country. Well, I chose you as a guest because you're talking about even something more in-depth. Biden is literally giving away VA resources, as in Veterans Administration resources and dollars, to illegals. So tell us exactly what's happening.
Yeah, so basically, take a step back, though. Veterans have earned these benefits. These are not entitlements. They have earned these by virtue of their service, right? And we're going to prioritize anybody. It should be folks who have earned this by protecting our way of life. So you're right. When they do what you describe, they deprioritize veterans, and that's sinful. The VA facilities and the VA care, that's designed to go to veterans. That's what Congress set it forward. And when you reallocate it certain ways, you're actually breaking the law, and Congress should be looking into that.
So tell us what they're doing exactly. What resources are they giving to illegal aliens exactly? Other than, I assume, one of those things you're going to talk about are the ones I talked about, where they're kicking homeless vets out and making room for illegal aliens to go into the same housing.
That's right. So the way the homeless programs works at VA is they provide grants to nonprofits, right? So these are nonprofits running the homeless programs for VA. So I suspect what they're doing is locally they're asking the nonprofits to reallocate, you know, the rooms and the facilities they have. So that's what's taking place behind the scene locally. Nationally, I don't think they've actually done anything in terms of reallocating. I think once they talked about it, everybody raised such a stink, they backed off about it. Or if they're doing it, they're doing it in a way that nobody knows.
It's really scary. Last year, Secretary Mayorkas, and that's, you know, that's a horrible human being as far as I'm concerned, he testified before the House about diverting VA resources, doctors and nurses, to help care for illegal immigrants, as if, Dr. Paul Lawrence, we have enough doctors to go around, and I would argue we don't. I'm guessing there's a critical shortage of doctors for veterans in the VA system.
Oh, that's exactly right. And one of the big things that's going on right now is the wait times to get appointments are going up. In fact, they're introducing a law. They've introduced a bill that sort of goes called same-day appointments. Not that you get appointment the same day, but you can actually figure out when your appointment is. So just think about that. You actually have to have a law to get the VA to get you an appointment, okay? That's sinful. So if they're taking doctors away from serving veterans to serve folks who, again, you know, have not come into this country illegally, that's wrong at so many levels.
It is. It is. In your new book, Veterans Benefits for You, that's the name of his new book, Dr. Paul Lawrence, author of Veterans Benefits for You, you provide a comprehensive guide for all the benefits and services available to veterans and their families and how to make the most of these benefits and services. So answer a few questions for us, please. How does a veteran apply for benefits, and how long does it take?
Well, so one of the easiest ways is to go on the website va.gov and apply that way, okay? But a lot of veterans struggle through that process, so I want to let them know there is a way to get no-cost assistance. There's what are called service officers, folks who have been trained, who understand the VA processes, who can help veterans. You can get a service officer from your state, so the Nevada State Department of Veterans Affairs. You can get them from, like, the veteran service organizations like Wounded Warrior Project, like American Legion. They can help veterans navigate it. Some of the benefits are rather complicated when you apply to get what's called compensation, a tax-free payment when you've been hurt or injured in service. Others are more straightforward, like using the GI Bill to get an education, getting a no down payment home loan. Those are straightforward. You can probably do by yourself, but a lot of it's online, but you can always get help from a service officer, as I described.
What kinds of benefits are available to family members when the veteran passes?
Oh, this is a real important thing to think about. I'm glad you brought this up, because a lot of veterans go, no, I'm good, I don't need anything, but they don't think about their family. If something happens to the veteran because of their service, family members can be eligible for stuff like a tax-free monthly payment. The family members can include not just spouse, but also children, as well as parents in certain circumstances. You can be eligible for a free education. You can be eligible for a pension if you fall in hard times. It's a means-tested benefit, and even the ability to purchase a home with no money down. So it's really, really important veterans think about their families in addition to themselves when they think about their earned benefits from service.
But you said something. We're talking to Dr. Paul Lawrence. He is the author of Veterans Benefits for You. You kind of said something very casually, Paul. You said if you pass in relation to their service, there are all kinds of things available to family members. But does that mean it has to be proven that your death was directly related to something that happened while you were in the service? Or if you are simply in the service and you die one day, there are certain benefits available for your family as well?
The first one. So if you expect members for your family, it has to be related to the veteran's service. Something happened because they were in service, right? Hey, I developed cancer when I was there. Therefore, when I pass, it's most likely the cancer. There are other benefits available, like being able to be purchased, being buried in a VA cemetery. And those are just for any veterans. But some of the benefits that pass on are a function of what happened to the veteran in service, and is that related to the reason they pass?
All right, and what are the recent changes in the education benefit, i.e. the GI Bill?
Oh, this is really important because everyone thinks the GI Bill, you know, started in 1944, but it continues to change. And in 2017, President Trump signed a law that makes it forever. It used to be a 15-year benefit. Yeah, didn't use it after 15 years. It was gone. This is forever. If you serve honorably for 3 years, you get the equivalent of a free ride at a state university, 4 years of college. But often folks have already gone to college or they don't want to go to college, so you can use it to get credentials or certificates, short periods of training where you validate you've learned something about a skill, so think cybersecurity, really help you in the job market, and it can also help you in these professions that maybe one time we looked down upon, but now we realize how important they are, like being an electrician, an HVAC repair person, a truck driver. You know, these are the fastest way to six-figure jobs, and you can use your GI Bill for that training as well.
You mentioned that you could get a totally free education at a state university, but what if you are a really smart person and you have top scores and you could actually get into a Stanford or a Harvard or my old alma mater, Columbia University? Do any of these apply at all to something other than, you know, to a private university, something other than a state university?
Yeah, right. What I meant to say is the equivalent of a state university, so that's kind of how they figure out what it would cost, okay? But if you're able to get into some of these more selected universities, there's a special program as part of the GI Bill. It's called the Yellow Ribbon Scholarship, where schools match additional funds for veterans, and VA provides even more resources. So veterans should not be turned off by the limitations of a school. They should just figure how – they should find out how their school participates in the Yellow Ribbon Scholarship Program, and many of them do, and they're quite generous. The other thing related to this is some folks figure out, gee, I'd like to be a medical doctor. I'm going to save my GI Bill for the 4 years when I'm in medical school, which is much more expensive. So there is some thinking that can go on to really think through how to maximize what your GI Bill can really get you.
Okay, so you could use the GI Bill as an example. You could pay for college and then go on to, say, Harvard Law School after you went to a state university that was cheaper, and then you go on to Harvard University, and the GI Bill can help you pay for all or most or some of your Harvard Law School or medical school education. Is that right?
That's right. And if you look real carefully, there are lots of nonprofits that can help veterans even get scholarships in the scenario you described, so they don't even have to pay for undergraduate, and then they can use the GI Bill exactly as you described for the more expensive, you know, advanced degrees.
Exactly. Sounds great. What are the benefits veterans don't know about, the most obvious ones that we should tell them about?
Well, you got the survivor ones. That's really, really important. The other thing is a lot of veterans don't use the banking system. They get a lot of their transactions on prepaid debit cards. That's really risky and expensive. So during Trump years, a program was started called the Veterans Benefits Banking Program, where veterans can get a free checking account at major bank or credit union. A lot participates, so they can be in the banking system. And they've even gone further. You can also get a free session of counseling, credit counseling, or financial counseling to make sure you are financially well. So this is something, you know, we really want to get veterans in the right path, because, as you know, managing your money is, you know, one of the important steps to sort of a great future.
Quickly, we're on the way out. You got about 30 seconds to answer this, Dr. Paul Lawrence. What should you do if you see a homeless veteran? What do you think is the best idea?
Here's the number. Call 877, and I'll say this twice, 877-424-3838. This is the VA homeless hotline. They'll ask for the location, and hopefully they'll come and find out who this is, if they're a veteran, and what resources they can get. It's 877-424-3838. The bottom line is VA has lots of resources for homeless veterans. We've got to connect them with those resources.
Dr. Paul Lawrence, thank you for educating us and all my wonderful veterans out there, author of Veterans Benefits for You. If you're a veteran, you owe it to yourself to get a copy of his book, Veterans Benefits for You. Dr. Paul Lawrence, thank you. God bless you for all you're doing. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book.
Hi,
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Roots on fire. Welcome back to the show. Great Patriot Store is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop, greatpatriotstore.com. I wrote that number one best-selling book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book. It's filled with real American patriotic companies, and that's why President Trump just endorsed the book. Well, my team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, greatpatriotstore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, all products made in the USA, delivered right to your door. When you buy their products, you're supporting American jobs and families. And the products are much cheaper, which is why it's the answer to inflation. Everything is much lower than you buy at Costco or Sam's Club or Walmart or anywhere else. GreatPatriotStore.com is a company run by conservatives and patriots. You know you're giving your money to the right people. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef. Pasture-raised with no hormones, no antibiotics, no mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. So like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to greatpatriotstore.com, fill out the form, and they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. For a limited time, the annual membership is $1. Over 2 million monthly shoppers have already joined. Now it's your turn. Go to greatpatriotstore.com. That's greatpatriotstore.com. How cool is that? Join. greatpatriotstore.com. Every patriot should join. So, John Mellencamp, I want to finish what I was talking about, was on the Bill Maher show, and he made the claim that only 1 or 2% of black people living in America today have better lives than slaves. That could be the stupidest thing I've ever heard. You know, when I was a kid growing up, I lived, you know, I've told you the story 1,000 times, I lived in an all-Italian neighborhood, a couple of Irish families, and everybody else was Italian, and one Jew, me. And I went to an all-black middle school, all-black high school. All of them went to Catholic school or moved when school busing came along, and my family stayed, and I got to be, you know, one of the few white kids in an all-black school. And I went to the same school as them, went to the same class as them. I never remember anyone being a slave. I,
it's funny. I just don't remember anybody around me. They had the same rights I did and the same free speech I did and the same freedom to go where they wanted to go like I did and the same freedom to show up in class or not, to get A's or not. There was nothing about their lives that smacked of slavery. That could be the dumbest thing anybody's ever said in the history of the world. I grew up with nothing but black kids, and none of them were slaves. Far from it. There was a lot of hate emanating towards me as a white guy for slavery, for something that I had nothing to do with from 150 years before. They sure had an ability to be hateful and racist towards me. Never were they like slaves. Never did anyone order them around or tell them what to do or tell them where to live or tell them what they were allowed to eat. Come on, black people had the same rights I did. We had the exact same opportunities in those days. And that was 40, 50 years ago. Actually, it was 50 years ago. So don't tell me now, today, 50 years later, they're slaves. They're the same as slaves. Bill Maher said, I would say that the playing field is a lot better than the cotton field. That's what I would say about that. Maybe I'm crazy, John, but it seems like, and he's talking about athletes, making money as a slave picking cotton, it was not as good as playing left field for the New York Yankees. I mean, you got to be kidding how stupid these people are. White liberals are the dumbest people in the world. As Maher attempted to continue his argument, that's when Mellencamp interjected and said there's no doubt that 1 or 2% of black people have a better life. Oh, stop, Maher said. That's what you think, 1 or 2%? And Mellencamp then goes, okay, let's say 10%. I just pulled a number out of my ass. And Maher told Mellencamp that's where his opinion belongs, in his ass. Mellencamp again said he pulled the number out of thin air when Maher said the claim was just not true. And it's not. It's so stupid. It's not even silly. It's stupid. Just stupid. All right, on to more important, serious topics, because I'm the guy who told you this from the beginning. Thousands of U.S. doctors peddled COVID jabs for cash bonuses, making thousands of dollars daily extra from the COVID shot while infecting millions of people with clotting spike proteins. So Big Pharma shelled out billions of dollars extra to U.S. doctors who literally hounded their patients, bombarded their patients with experimental, dangerous, vascular, clogging clot shots known as COVID vaccines. It was a no-holds-barred mass human experiment with gene-mutating injections never proven safe or effective on animals, let alone people. The FDA never approved them. They did not qualify for the emergency use authorization protocol because, of course, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine worked beautifully, and they had to badmouth them and make believe they didn't work and make believe they were for horses and pigs and cows to get you to not take them so that they would get the false, fraudulent emergency authorization. They never flattened the curve. They never did anything. But thousands of doctors got loads of cash for every patient they injected, and the bonuses were bigger in a week than most Americans make at their job over an entire year. So, you know, remember I wrote the column, All of This is About Greed? I said that from the first day. Some doctors were paid bonuses of $100 per new vaccine victim, like a lobotomy victim. Even more for the overall percentages of covered members by Anthem. 40% of Anthem members vaccinated equals $150 bonus per newly jabbed victim. 50% of Anthem members of your practice vaccinated equals $175 bonus per newly jabbed victim. These guys were making hundreds of thousands of dollars poisoning and killing their own patients.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.